Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Soul Wash. We have all spent time washing and waxing our car only to have it rain later that same day. No sooner do we get it clean and shiny, and inevitably we hit a big puddle in the middle of the road. A clean car doesn't stay clean long. The same can be true with our soul. When was the last time you went to a soul wash? How do we clean our soul? We do so by confessing our sins. The Bible is clear on the importance of confessing sin. We confess for two reasons. We confess to be forgiven, and we confess to receive the grace to avoid future sin. James 5 verse 16 states, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." The fervent prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. In Proverbs 28 verse 13, it is written, "Those who conceal their sins do not prosper, but those who confess and forsake them obtain mercy." In this message, I hope to avoid the theological debate about the Catholic practice of confessing sins to a priest. Suffice it to say that the Catholic Church believes they are on solid biblical foundation with the sacrament of reconciliation and the need to confess to a priest. Other Christian denominations believe differently. My goal here is to find a common ground. Each week, I try to find areas of Christian unity. Hopefully, we can all agree that confession is an essential part of our Christian faith. We must admit our sins. I am sure we can all also agree that it's difficult, embarrassing, and sometimes painful to confess our faults and shortcomings to another person. What matters is this: when we confess to someone, be that person a priest, a minister, a psychologist, or just another Christian believer, doing so helps our soul feel fresh, clean, forgiven, and restored. The ability to confess our flaws and brokenness to another human being requires an honest humility. It is never easy, but it is extremely beneficial. I am a big believer in the healing effects of confession. As a Catholic, I try to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, which is to some known as confession, on a regular basis, usually monthly. I truly feel reunited with Christ, and I really feel the weight of my sins lifted off of my shoulders. For me, confession is the spiritual version of a car wash. But as with our cars, as soon as our soul is clean, we often manage to get it dirty again. Many people have shared with me that they experience an extra grace immediately after confessing their sins that helps them to keep their soul clean. They have a renewed conviction to avoid sin. They tell me if it has been a while since they confessed their sins, they find it easier to just keep sinning. Have you found this to be true in your own life? No matter who we confess to, it is Jesus who forgives our sins. Even knowing this, we still struggle to fully accept His forgiveness, and we often struggle to forgive ourselves. I believe this is why the Bible encourages us to confess our sins to someone else. Mustering the courage to admit our faults to someone else helps us to experience the love and mercy of Jesus Christ in a more fulfilling way. This helps us to be kinder towards ourselves as well. If it has been longer than a few months since you have confessed your sins to someone, I strongly encourage you to prayerfully consider doing so. Jesus loves a contrite heart. He will welcome you back and shower you with His grace. If you are a Catholic, seek out the sacrament of reconciliation. If you are a non-Catholic Christian, go to your minister or seek out another Christian, or if the nature of your brokenness requires professional counseling, seek out a Christian psychologist. It would be a shame if we had to admit we spend more time washing our car than cleaning our soul. Act today. Schedule time on your calendar for a soul wash. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, please give me the courage to confess my sins on a regular basis. Help me to keep my soul clean. Keep me close to your Son's mercy. Amen. I want to draw your attention on our website to the fact that you can send me an email if you'd like. I'd be happy to address any questions you might have, and you can also find information about my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.